Dear people who keep company with God. Many years ago, I had a dream in which I was imprisoned in a cage. Every day, someone would come by and dip a large spoon into a bucket of slop and throw it on me. That was my food. One day, I discovered the door of the cage was unlocked. I made my break for freedom. I came to some stairs and there was a man standing at the bottom. His face and eyes showed no emotions. With all my might, I kicked him in the face. It had no effect on him. He kept looking at me with a lifeless stare. I knew it was the devil and he stood in the way of my freedom. The dream was a picture of where I was on my journey with God. I was experiencing a level of freedom in my heart, but I had deeper issues I did not understand or even know about that kept me from being truly free. Today, I know those issues had to do with the orphan spirit, poverty mindset, and the guilt and shame that worked in the background of my heart. Everything began to change when I touched the Father's heart. Studies reveal that on an average of 50% or more of prisoners who have been released from jail wind up back there. Most never learn how to live as free men, much less prosper in society. The percentage may even be higher for believers becoming free in their hearts. Some of us never discover that the jail door is open, and when we do, we can't seem to get past the man waiting at the bottom of the stairs. The man at the bottom of the stairs is in our minds. It is strongholds of believing and thinking that keeps us bound eating slop, lies in the cage. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For three things the earth is troubled. Yes, for four it cannot bear up. A servant when he reigns. Proverbs 30, 21 and 22. The servant this scripture speaks of is one who is bound and wounded in their soul. They have little value of themselves, therefore they can never truly honor and bless others. That is why it is such a challenge to work under a boss or leader who is deeply wounded in their soul. They are moody, sarcastic, critical and impossible to please. Because of their insecurity, they suppress those who they are called to serve and bless. This is why God chose for Moses to be raised in the house of Pharaoh and not as a slave. He was educated in all the wisdom of Egypt and was mighty in words and deeds. Acts 7, verse 22. I am sure some of that wisdom was not good, but one thing was God. Moses didn't think or act like a slave. He thought and acted like a prince. God desired a person who was free in his heart and mind to deliver his people from slavery. It is very challenging to free others if you are all bound up yourself. That is why Jesus had 100% success in healing and deliverance. If you are in Christ, your destiny is to rule and reign with Him. Getting saved, healed, and delivered is the beginning. Just because you are free does not mean you know how to live like a free man, much less like a prince. Our journey into the Father's heart is a journey of freedom. He is working on the spiritual and emotional parts of our life and relationships so we can rise above hurts, painful memories, depression, sickness, and addictive behavior. We are learning to live continually in His presence, and we are going to help others on their freedom journey also. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.